Watch radio every day. Power 91.3.
Greetings, this is Kamika King. You're tuned in to Power FM, hits all day.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Feel the power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
CPRA calls for continuous conflict resolution efforts beyond election years. TIZ concerned over lack of public oversight in public infrastructure projects. In international news, DR Congo conflict, M23's alleged withdrawal shrouded in confusion. In sports news, CAF general secretary resigns amid AFCON final fallout.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern about the low levels of public participation in monitoring public projects nationwide. TIZ Advocacy Policy and Research Manager Bright Chizonde has emphasized the importance of transparency, public involvement and monitoring of major projects, stating that they're essential to ensuring accountability in the utilization of public funds. Furthermore, Mr. Chizonde is calling on the media and key stakeholders to take a more active role in overseeing public infrastructure projects. A fiscal transparency and accountability initiative conducted by TIZ, which used the Lusaka and Dola Road expansion project as a case study, exposed significant gaps in accessing key projects, especially key project documentation. The study revealed that important documents such as feasibility studies and environmental impact assessments are not readily available to the media or the public. The situation, it highlighted, is limiting effective oversight. Mr. Chizonde urged the media to increase their focus on reporting such projects to enhance scrutiny and public engagement. He noted that this would help prevent poor investment decisions, rising debt, and the misallocation of resources that could otherwise support critical sectors such as health and education.
Project seeks to bring about transparency and accountability in a specific public finance management area, which is public infrastructure management. As you may be aware, of course, that every government has to invest in public infrastructure. So our country is implementing a number of projects, and currently we are focusing on the Lusaka and Dola Road Expansion Project as a case study. Even as we engage the media, we are also finding out critical information from the media in terms of the levels of transparency. So when it comes to transparency, we are looking at whether they have access to essential documents around the project, as well as it's also important for citizens to know what is happening in terms of investing in public infrastructure. So the government has been investing in a number of these projects, but what we observe generally in our assessment so far is that there is a lack of transparency and also a lack of public participation. The public needs to be engaged in terms of decision making, especially the selection of projects.
Center for Peace, Research and Advocacy, CPRA, says Zambia must adopt sustained and proactive conflict resolution strategies to strengthen electoral peace. Center Executive Clifton Chifure noted that while the country has institutions such as the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and the courts to handle electoral disputes, their effectiveness is often limited by a reactive approach that intensifies only during election periods. Mr. Chifure explained that ECZ primarily addresses minor conflicts, while major disputes, including election petitions, are handled by the courts, indicating that institutional frameworks are largely adequate. Speaking within an interview with Power FM, Mr. Chifure, however, expressed concern that the current conflict resolution mechanisms are not consistently implemented outside election cycles, emphasizing a need for continuous voter education that incorporates targeted messages on peaceful campaigns and tolerance. He added that strengthening district and provincial conflict resolution committees would help entrench the culture of peace before, during, and after the elections.
If you look at the mandate of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, one of the mandates is that they can resolve minor electoral conflicts. Now, that tells you that it's at a very low scale. So what are the major conflicts? It could be a dispute of a petition. So the courts are supposed to resolve that. So issues to do with, oh no, this one threw a stone on me and things like that, yes, ECZ can handle. But when it comes to disputed elections, then the courts come into play. at that level, I would say that we have sufficient institutions that can resolve conflicts. And what ECZ has also done is to create district conflict resolution committees and even provincial. So those ones now, they become very active. Now, what really concerns us as an organization is that we tend to focus on conflict resolution only when we are in the election year. It's not something that we have deliberately wanted to move along.
And within a separate development, the government says it has expanded vocational training and entrepreneurship programs aimed at equipping young people with practical skills for the evolving job market, while extending internship opportunities across public institutions to better prepare youths for employment. Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua disclosed that government will deploy offices in constituencies nationwide to help young entrepreneurs refine project proposals and boost the success of youth empowerment programs, an initiative announced by President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking during the second Zambia Parliamentary Model United Nations Conference for Higher Learning Institutions, organized by the Zambia Law Development Commission in Livingston, Mr. Nanjua said that the commitments demonstrate that youth participation in national development is a deliberate policy direction rather than a mere aspiration. He noted that youth engagement platforms complement government's efforts by preparing young people to engage constructively in governance, policy development, and democratic leadership.
Urge you to stay away, reject political violence, reject division, instead, let us become ambassadors of unity, peace, and national pride. Youth participation is not merely aspiration, it's a deliberate and strategic policy direction. I am confident that your deliberation will generate valuable insights that can inform national policy and contribute meaningfully to Zambia's development agenda, including Vision 2030 and the 8th National Development Plan. The Commission has played a pivotal role in reviewing and modernizing our laws, strengthening democratic governance, and promoting citizen participation. This conference stands as a testament to that enduring commitment.
Meanwhile, Commission Director Hope Chanda says the conference provides an experimental learning platform that allows young people to engage meaningfully in governance processes beyond classroom discussions. She said the Commission's mandate of law reform requires a generation that understands legislative procedures and actively contributes to strengthening democratic institutions.
Our core mandate is law reform. We do take cognizance of the fact that effective law reform is not confined to technical drafting or institutional review. It requires public participation. It requires informed citizens and a generation that understands how laws are made, how they evolve, and how they can be improved. The platform for us is therefore one of the ways in which we extend our mandate beyond research.
And Southern Province Provincial Education Officer Oliver Kambuli, who was represented by Dallas Principal Kasumba Kavombo at the event, described the initiative as progressive and empowering for students from higher learning institutions.
We recognize that democracy is sustained not only by laws and institutions, but by informed and responsible citizens. Our constitution provides a framework, but
in international news, the situation surrounding a possible withdrawal by the M23 rebel group remains highly unclear, while recent reports from local media and residents in North Kivu suggest that the M23 fighters have been seen moving out of certain areas and abandoning long-held positions. The group itself denies that it is pulling back. In a statement shared on social media, M23 insists that the movements currently observed on several front lines are nothing more than routine tactical troop rotations. The group maintains that there is no substantive withdrawal underway, and says it remains firmly committed to protecting civilians and upholding confidence-building measures linked to the Doha peace process. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has not clarified the situation. Officials have so far declined to comment on M23's latest claims, leaving unanswered questions over whether fighters are genuinely leaving some positions or simply redeploying elsewhere. Still within international news, the African National Congress, ANC,